I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Spiritual warfare is a phrase many know but think just happens in other places. However, Jason Wolford, executive director of Mission Cry, reminds believers that God's people will face trouble. Recently, even his daughter faced physical persecution as she prepared to share her testimony, but that night she still gave her testimony on international TV. Wolford shares that this helped cement the reality of their faith for his family and the Mission Cry team.
The attacks can come in our life because they're going to come. When you're living and giving to God, they're going to come. And we know as believers, God is going to see us through that. But we can't let the devil steal our joy while we're waiting to see the blessing on the other side.
Please pray for organizations like Mission Cry who face spiritual warfare every day. And since 1979, the Jesus film has been shared in over 1,600 languages, and they're not slowing down. They work with the Issachar Initiative, a group that brings together like-minded ministries to help mobilize their efforts. Chris Wolf of the Jesus Film Project explains their excitement at the opportunities ahead.
If you were to describe, just take one part, Bible translation, over the last 2,000 years, if you were to graph it, the progress of Bible translation, the graph would look like a hockey stick. It would go along the same way for hundreds of years, and then all of a sudden a huge spike in Bible translation.
Suddenly people can be reached faster than before, but Wolf emphasizes that while tools and organizations are important, the workers are what we really need. Please pray that God would raise up and send workers out into the world. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.